Hey, this is Lupita Franco, and I'm just going to try to do an interview with my friend, and we're going to talk a little bit about, what do we talk about, relationships?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. Give us your name.
My name is Josemar Negreiros, and I like to talk about relationships because I think everybody wants to find a love, and sometimes they have and they don't know how to hold and things like that.
So how, let's say, first of all, you know, many of us have a hard time finding a soulmate, but let's say you find it, or you find it someone that you can love, right? How do you hold it on? How do you make it part of your life?
The best secret to not to hold a love is not to change, try to change the person. Because if you find someone that you love, that's the person you love. If you, during your relationship, you try to change that person, you're trying to change according to what do you think. And that person will not be the real, the original person anymore. And then after that, it can become someone else that you don't like. So the secret is not everybody's perfect. And everybody's perfect in their imperfection. Yeah. So just accept people the way they are. And keep them.
But here's the thing. A lot of women all over the world, in the United States and Mexico and Brazil, have been conditioned or have been led to believe that they can change a man, or that your Prince Charming should be, and a lot of women or a lot of men, I mean, that the other person should be a charming, perfect person. So how do you get rid of that belief?
My idea is simple. This is a cultural thing. It's the same in Brazil, and it's the same stuff that some men in Latin America, they have. Oh, my wife has to do this. So it's like a old paradigm, something like that. It's like people have to change their mind. That's why relationships doesn't work, because people want something that is perfect, or they want something that it's complete the way they want. And that's the way it doesn't work. If you see like old couples, they are still married today.
Yeah.
Most of them, they are not happy. They are still married because they have kids, they have property, it's too complicated to get a divorce.
But you think they
are. And they are afraid to find another one, to be lonely. They prefer to be with someone else that they are not happy, not to be alone, not to be single. That's why, but I think the secret for a relationship is not to try to find the perfect one.
Yeah.
It's like you have to love yourself first, the way you are.
Yeah.
Because if you don't love yourself, it's impossible to find someone that you love for the rest of your life.
Exactly, because sometimes it's you'll be projecting your own dislikes of yourself.
Exactly. Because everything is like a mirror. You'll be putting in the other your expectation. Oh, you were supposed to do this to me. You were supposed to do this. You were supposed to do this. And no one wants this pressure.
And no one likes to be changed.
No one's like to be changed. And everybody has to be complete. It's very cliche. It's very Piegas, whatever they call. But that thing, oh, I need to find my other half. No, everybody's complete. There is not another half.
And let's end this with that idea that you put at the beginning, saying you cannot change another person.
No.
Get rid of that belief.
No, you cannot change another person. You cannot change. We can give, advice, if a person is in danger, or is something that is not good for her health or whatever, that something's not positive, we can give, oh, what do you think if you change this to make better? But if that person doesn't change, and if you don't like the way it is, just give up.
Exactly.
And go to another one.
Because find somebody
if you
else.
Try to change that person, you'll be frustrated.
And then that has an effect in the relationship. So we're going to end up with this. Do not change the other person. Maybe what we should do is to put the time into changing ourselves.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And this is Lupita Franco-Painbert. And this was a podcast for the single people of the world. Ciao.